Can you discuss the ONTRAC study of nicotinamide for prevention of non-melanoma skin cancers?
So there has been major progress in the area of public health around prevention in the context of non-melanoma skin cancer. That was presented a few years ago at ASCO and published in the New England Journal. It was this ONTRAC study where from Australia, they randomized patients to either get a placebo or to receive the vitamin nicotinamide at 500 milligrams twice a day. And this is really a very, very useful study. And when we think about using vitamins, they often get thrown around that there's no dose consistency, they're not followed properly. But in this study, it was quite a rigorous prospective study, and they really showed a dramatic reduction in the incidence of basal and squamous skin cancers. Again, not melanoma, basal and squamous cancers, with the use of nicotinamide 500 milligrams BID. Again, showing that the relative reduction was on the order of about 20%, and this was effective both for basals and squames. The hazard was actually 0.77.
So it's 23% reduction.
Yeah, 23% reduction. But when you think about the overall disease burden, like we were thinking about in the epidemiological perspective, and relative to other kinds of cancer, that's a dramatic decrease in the overall disease burden in the population. And I think the most important part of this, perhaps, is that nicotinamide is really not toxic at all. It's a vitamin supplement you can take. It's not going to cause any problems of any significant threshold. So really for patients, now in this study, it was important to point out that patients had to have at least 2 non-melanoma skin cancers to be eligible for this study. But again, for the population of patients who have chronic sun damage, that's a fairly common incidence. And so if you've had more than 1 or 2 squamous or basal cell cancers, taking nicotinamide is a very reasonable consideration and is now compendium listed from major cancer societies.
That's really fascinating. Any evidence or reason to think it would be helpful to people with an established cancer or even metastatic disease? What's the mechanism, incidentally?
You know, I'm not sure the mechanism is completely worked out. You know, I think it is around sort of immune surveillance, but I don't know that that's been elucidated to the degree that we'd want to comment on it absolutely. In terms of taking it in the metastatic setting, I think there's little harm, although to date we don't have evidence that says that that would augment the treatment effect.
That's really interesting.